RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's a hot link place that I used to eat at way back in the day.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. The latest is, if you are looking for T-Mill's best bets, you missed it. We did that earlier because of the start of some of these bowl games that he has money on. And right now, the Tennessee Volunteers and the Illinois Fighting Illini.
Who?
Illini.
Telling you, man, I cannot ever get it right.
It's the Fighting Illini. I was pausing it for you to say it.
It's a dumb name anyway.
Well, I want you to look that up and figure out and see.
I know what it is.
I want you to look that up. Oh, you know what it is.
And
you
it's went with, very associated with them.
And you went with that anyway.
I don't like that. I struggle with it, so it's stupid. Look at Brett Bielema.
What's his name again?
Oh, God. You miss him?
I like Brett. He's a good dude. But what's his name again?
Brett Bielema? Is that wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it gets butchered all the time. But, yeah, that's slightly off.
Well, I know I got Brett right.
You got Brett right. Brett, who married up.
He definitely did that, and he's proud of it. Bielema.
Bielema. Yeah. Got it. Check.
Yeah, BB. That's all right.
Coach of the Illini.
That's not bad. If you race through it, if you just sped through that a little bit and just said it with confidence, you might be able to.
Which one?
Illinois Illini.
The way he said Illini, I don't know how he said it. But if he raced through it quicker, he'd get through it.
It's just too many vowels.
Yeah. He said it's a stupid name.
It is a lot.
And then said he knows where it comes from and elected to stay with it.
Volunteers is pretty dumb, too.
The Volunteers thing.
Now that one I agree with.
Well, at least they're not the Tennessee Rocky Tops. That would be tough. All right. Some news here. Roster moves. Actually, the Texans just made one. They have signed Amir Speed back to the practice squad, the cornerback, so he is back with them. But other moves they've made, Clint, they've officially brought back Justin Watson from IR. He had been practicing with the team.
Yep.
With that calf, and they've waived Solomon Bird as the other move they've made with that. But he had been out for a while, Justin Watson, the free agent they brought over. But he'll be back on the team here. And we can just start there. You've said in the past you think he's somebody that could potentially get some run in that receiving core when he gets back, somebody that potentially C.J. Stroud can have some trust with.
Oh, the way they're playing offensive football, no question.
Anybody.
There is no question about it. They're going to work him in there. Because I'm going to tell you what, I think when it comes down to doing, outside of Nico Collins, I think it's the priority number one for these guys is to block in that run game. And I think he is built to, and he's a veteran too, so he's probably done it more. But he's built to do that, and I think that, you know, he's a guy that especially in a game like this week where that he will probably get quite a bit of run, assuming he's healthy and they can get him on the roster, he'll probably get quite a bit of run. Yeah, so I think you know, we did briefly, small sample size, but we did see he have some pretty good chemistry, I believe it was, with C.J. Stroud, whether it was preseason games or if it was just training camp. I can't remember, but he was one of those guys that if you just follow the ball would find him pretty consistently. And so, yeah, I would imagine that, again, if he's healthy, he's probably going to get some run. And, I mean, hell, I mean, they rotate them receivers in there a lot. So add one more to the rotation, a guy they can trust for sure.
Yep. Also, other news, fellas, on guys that we kind of had a clear thought on and now I think a little bit more clarity. Tank Dell. Reports are Tank Dell is making outstanding progress, working extremely hard and preparing for next season for the Texans per league sources, which was always the medical plan for his knee injury. No change there. So Tank Dell is preparing for next season, and then this one officially, Joe Mixon is not returning this season for the Texans per league sources. I know some people were wondering about that. We kind of tried to tell you that now it is official. Tank Dell and Joe Mixon out for this year. Two very different situations. Tank Dell not surprised at all. Ultimately not surprised by Joe Mixon, but just more surprised of how we got there.
Well, forget the Joe Mixon deal. I mean, I think that ship has sailed, obviously. Week 18 to tell us that he's not coming back, but it's borderline silly. But the Tank Dell thing is what's good news, man. I mean, that guy, you know, everybody loves him. He's easy to root for. I hope like hell he comes back and he's still got the juice that he had before, the twitch, a change of direction. Because you want to talk about quick answers for pressure. You want to talk about a guy that can catch the ball behind the line of scrimmage and go and hit a crease and do some things. You want to talk about a guy that can go up and make great catches for your quarterback. I mean, you don't have to throw a perfect ball for him.
Somebody
to go
who your quarterback had great rapport with.
Yes, absolutely, man. So everything about Tank Dell is the guy you want on your team. And so I hope he comes back. I hope he's full go. I hope everything stays intact and he's still the guy that he was when he got injured, because that was a gruesome injury, and hopefully he can return from it, man. That would be big for the Texans.
Yeah, it would be. And I'm nosy and I want to know what the hell the Joe Mixon situation is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm certain at some point we will hear more about how and what went down. The curious thing for me is, when did the Texans have a pretty good firm understanding that he probably wasn't going to come back? Yeah. I don't believe it just now. I believe when they moved on from him not coming back, what happened, how we got there. I just, like, we haven't, only times we've seen him this year is on release reports on escalators.
Yeah.
Maybe he was in a box. I'm not sure. So, yeah,
B. Scott spotted on the escalator at NRG.
That one is really interesting to see what happened with that situation. Just wild. Can't believe he didn't play it down. And really no explanation.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, in this game, and the Texans still have a chance with in terms of seeding and in terms of winning the division if the Titans could go into Jacksonville and get a dub. But they will face Riley Leonard, not Philip Rivers. He is not going to go Riley Leonard since they have been eliminated. He will take over and get the start for this team. By the way, it in Indy, they started out 7-1 and going to miss the playoffs before the final week of the season. And to me, Clint, this is a game the Texans want to win. We'll see how much they need it, but this is a game they want to win, and I think this is something that makes it easier for them to win, to face Riley Leonard, than what Philip Rivers. As much as he surprised people, Philip Rivers was playing and giving them a pretty good chance to win these games.
Well, I think one of the beautiful things about the playoffs for the Texans is when you do match up, if you last long enough to match up with one of these young quarterbacks. I mean, I couldn't imagine being a young quarterback and getting my first real action in the playoffs, be first, second, third year in the league, and you got to face D'Amico Ryans, that defense. I mean, we talked about the guys a lot, and the guys are obviously special, but just D'Amico's ability to confuse and to create chaos around a rookie quarterback is a real advantage. And now look, a lot of these defenses that are going to be in the playoffs are going to be able to do that. But I think this could be not that Riley Leonard is a playoff caliber quarterback or even remotely close to the guys that are going to be there, but it will be a peek behind the curtain of what D'Amico's defense is capable of doing to a young quarterback that doesn't have a ton of experience.
Yep. And it sounded didn't Phil say he wouldn't that he was done?
Oh, he said he's done. He would not come out. Well, I didn't see it come out of his mouth. It was a video that I did not turn the volume up. I just read the captions. So somebody could have been pulling my leg, but I think he said he's not coming out of retirement again.
Yeah, I think he's probably done. If so, I'll be honest with you. I think maybe if he is done, if he doesn't come back, I feel like I'd be more surprised if he doesn't come back now that I've watched his performance than I was surprised of his performance. He played clearly not in the best shape he could be in, and I don't mean just from a weight wise, but probably arm shape, all everything needed to play that position, and came right in to play in must win games while other players and teams have been playing in their systems for months, and played and gave them a great chance to win. Like, I mean, he was clearly the best option of what they had. And, you know, there was a part of me that thought, well, man, I wonder, is he entertained to himself? Like, well, if I get myself together, I could do something for the first couple of weeks. But, yeah, I maybe my man went in there and said, yeah, man, this got to be it.
I'm done.
This is it, man. I thought he was going to pull his hamstring when he went off arguing. He tried to get a snap off before the replay came out on a catch,
yeah,
and they gave it to him because he did. He got that snap off and got about an 8-yard pass. And Phillip, boy, I said, boy, don't pull nothing, Phil, because he went jumping. I mean, going crazy and lost his mind. So, but good for him, man. That's going to be one of the memories of this season is Phillip Rivers and his play and his comeback. Because 44 years old, that is not at all how I thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, if he didn't finish, I didn't think it was going to be on his own decision-making. He seems to be healthy, and they're just going with Riley Leonard. So, Riley Leonard, no Phillip Rivers. I know many of you wanted to see Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter get their hands on him.
I think Phillip Rivers came out of retirement to try to make a run to the playoffs and give the team a chance. And as soon as that was out the door, I think he said, hey, guys, let's I'm good, man. I'll wear a ball cap, talk to the boys.
You got to go recruit them high school kids anyway.
You got to go get back on the recruiting trail.
Yeah. What if I told you?
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, big news out of the NFL, and this could have some real significant impact on the postseason. We'll keep updated on this, but Patriots wide receiver, former Texan Stephon Diggs, faces strangulation and assault charges. Diggs categorically denies these allegations. They are
Illinois Illini.
Unsubstantiated? Is that what we're looking for?
I cannot get this out. Unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, and were never investigated because they did not occur, according to his lawyer. TMZ Sports says Stephon Diggs' former personal chef claims that the Patriots star slapped her and tried to choke her out over salary dispute. So they're disputing that. This has the potential to really affect one of the top teams. Now, I mean, obviously, this other stuff that we don't know a lot about to comment on, but clearly the Patriots, they've said they're aware of this. And this could be something because he is their leading receiver, almost 1,000 yards. Yeah. He's really had a comeback year. And if he has to miss any time at all, their weapons look completely different.
Yeah, he's a key part to what they got going on. In that report, I also read where he denies all of it, but they have made a financial offer to try to settle this outside of court, and I don't know if it was denied or declined. And so interesting, if you didn't do anything at all whatsoever to try to settle, it seems interesting. But We'll see, man. This supposedly happened back December the 2nd, I believe it was.
Yeah, that's so what they're his lawyer's saying. They're coming out now with it or whatever.
Yeah, the league knew, the team knew, and the team standing behind him, baby. So we'll see.
Yeah, Mac Hollins just went to IR, and he's another receiver for them right now. So they're down to Kyle Williams, Booty, DeMario Douglas. Like that's where they are if they don't have him out there.
We'll see, man.
That's one.
It's hard to believe that it's just, hey man, some old gal was cooking a meal for him and she just made up. You choked her, strangled her, and all this kind of stuff. But in today's world, who knows, man?
Yeah, over a salary dispute, but they're denying it. But that will be a story that they will see. Like it, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see him on the field on Sunday. And I mean, they're playing the Dolphins. Depending on how much this thing rolls here in the next couple of days.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is a game that a lot of Texans fans will be watching. Steelers, T.J. Watt. He had that lung injury issue where he had to go to the hospital, and he has missed games since then. They said he may return for Sunday night's game with the AFC North on the line. Coach Mike Tomlin is optimistic that the star pass rusher T.J. Watt will be available to play in the Steelers' AFC North showdown in the regular season finale against the Ravens on Sunday. He obviously is a game changer for them and somebody that clearly can make a difference, especially if whether it's Tyler Huntley or you got a Lamar Jackson that's not himself. That's a huge piece to add to this team, a game that Texans fans are really going to be watching.
Yeah, the most likely opponent is for the Texans right now is whoever wins that game.
Yep.
And so if T.J. Watt's back with the Steelers and that's who you end up playing, that's obviously a game changer. So it'll be something to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, he is obviously one of the best defensive players in the league, and they could get him back. Still going to be without D.K. Metcalf, which it's more of a killer than anything else for that team. All right, coming up, we gotta get into this guy's importance to this team. Maybe I've undervalued it, but Nico Collins the last couple of weeks has shown to be even more valuable maybe than some thought. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Rock and roll, man.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ow. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. Are you guys getting blasted drunk, by the way? Is that something you still do on New Year's Eve?
No chance.
Really never have in my adulthood.
Really?
Oh, I have.
Yeah, I got them puppers that are scared, so I'm taking care of them most of the time.
I plan to be... At least I don't want to be hammered. Like, we got a
like Clint last night.
No, I wonder, was Clint drunk or was he just struck? You sound like you should have been drunk.
I was really talkative buzz going.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was the after effects that got you.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was good. I handled it. I handled the alcohol fine.
We got a family crew that the family friends that they invite us over. We've done the last couple of years. They got our kids same age. They go up. The kids go upstairs. We hang out and food, and I hear frying fish and gumbo is what's on the menu.
Oh my!
And just getting lit up.
Sounds lovely.
And I planned on getting lit up.
That sounds.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Frank Sinatra, New York, and just gonna get absolutely. I mean, not falling over the place. Like nothing. Courtney's gonna have me throwing up in the bathroom again, like I did that one night where I told you I'd be up there to meet you for that. At that tequila bar, but. I didn't have
to. That's where we were last night. The tequila bar wasn't open, but we were in the restaurant next to it.
That was that night driving back from downtown. Courtney had to drive. And
you didn't like that? You weren't proud of yourself about that?
What?
About the level of intoxication?
Yeah, I just remember I couldn't keep my glasses on my face.
Yeah, so
they kept falling out.
Right, were you proud of yourself? I mean, is that one of
I'm drunk, kind
of,
I guess.
Like the next day you're like, man, what the hell was that? I'm too old for this stuff.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't like it though. I didn't like how I felt. Oh, but,
well, yeah, that's called a hangover.
But it wasn't like I wasn't going to do it again. I plan on doing it again tonight.
The showman.
Tonight?
I mean tomorrow, not tonight.
Do all of them.
No, not tonight. Tonight I'm going to run. I'm going to hopefully finish up Tulsa King tonight, and roll through that solid strong show.
Hughley came in the game.
I hadn't started the most recent season yet.
Yeah, I'm about to run into it. Somebody else who I know watches Tulsa King, Nico Collins. I have not confirmed that, but I'm certain he is a Tulsa King watcher. Clint,
I don't see it.
Yeah, I do. I see it.
I don't think Stallone does it for the younger generation.
I think it does. I think he's a big fan of Jay Will, one of the other folks in there. I think he's a fan. But. Even though, Clint, the last 2 weeks, now this is a two-parter here, that he's got 7 catches, 116 yards on 13 targets in the last 2 games. I know for you, Clint, you feel like that should damn near be an average a game for him, 13 targets, 7 catches, 100 yards. And if anybody's going to get force-fed, if it feels like it would be him, that's one part of it. But even though maybe he is not having the opportunity to affect the game production wise last week, 3 catches for 50 something yards, but still within that, Clint, he is affecting the game so much in the last 2 weeks has shown it. Last week, I know you've talked about it. You could watch the film. The Chargers clearly were focused in on him, and it allowed Higgins and Noel to get open for touchdowns. And those big plays were the difference of the game, one could say, for the Texans. And then the week before that against the Raiders, if you remember down the stretch in the fourth quarter, the Texans were in a tough spot offensively. He had 2 huge PI calls that were – there wasn't nothing that Nick Cayley did. There wasn't nothing that CJ did. They threw it up over there, and he was able to draw 2 fouls that allowed them to maintain the ball and one get into the red zone and score a touchdown late. And then he caught the game winner really to seal the game on third down. His impact is right up there damn near with anybody on the team. Just and when you start to know that is when you're able to affect the game for yourself big time and affect the game for others big time. And he is entering that consistently with this team. And hopefully Nick Cayley and crew will continue to be able to really scheme up open plays off of him.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen that enough.
Well, that's clearly the approach that they're going to take. I've been vocal about I'd like to see him move him. I'd like to see him use motion overall more, but definitely with Nico and moving around in formations. I think that's one reason why that first touchdown to Higgins happened. I think the formationally, when you move Nico around and they can't just bean in on him on one side, you know, I think it creates chaos on the secondary. It forces them to communicate more, and in that particular play, I think it's the reason that Higgins busted wide open like that. So clearly, they're not going to move him much, and they're not going to get him in motion, snap the football with him moving much. And so, yeah, the plan is clearly with this offense, more times than not, is going to be if they're going to overload Nico Collins, and we've got opportunities. Opposite or because of Nico Collins, we've got opportunities elsewhere, and they believe that they've got guys that can go make plays, and they're going to hang their hat on those guys. They're going to hang their hat on those guys making plays in the playoffs against some of the best defenses in the league, and that's just where the Texans are. That's what they believe in offensively.
Yeah, and again, obviously the next step is you would want him to do what other teams, like Jamar Chase are able to do. Is Jamar Chase, not only does he dictate coverage and he allows other guys to get open, yeah, but he still also impacts the game greatly. And, you know, it just, like, I think, you know what, maybe I don't want to say that too fast. I was going to say, I think they know four targets isn't good enough for Nico Collins. I hope they do. But that's
no, I don't think they do. I don't think they count targets.
That's not what it seems like D'Amico says, though.
Well,
D'Amico talks
that,
up.
Yeah, that's the hard part, is to connect those dots. But I guarantee you, they look at like those first two big plays. Although they're the first two big plays that we've seen come from somebody opposite him in that way, really, I think on the season. I think they look at those as more important than targets.
Really?
Yep. I think they lead the meeting with look what we were able to do with these other guys because Nico was getting so much attention, instead of, hey guys, look, we got a victory right there, but down the stretch we got to find a way to get 12 more touches.
Yeah. That's, yeah, well, I don't know. As you said, you hear the head coach will say, man, we want to get the ball to his hands. Like, that's what they said to close out the big catch he got in the fourth quarter. In that final drive, where D'Amico described it like, hey, they're going to play the run like that. We're going to throw the football. We want to get the football to our guy who can go and make clutch plays. Yep. But boy, man, my man had three targets leading into that sucker. So, I mean, obviously that is the next step. But Clint, there are not a lot of wide receivers that can go 7 for 116, 13 targets in two games and affect the game
the way
in a
did.
Major
yeah.
way the way yeah. he does. So
yeah, I just think, look, I think the fact that he has been able to get the respect, garner the respect that he built last year, he's been able to continue it this year in this offense. The way he's been able to do that and be a Pro Bowler and put up numbers in the system the way they use him is a testament to him. He's not a guy that you have to focus on 24/7 for him to be to have that kind of impact on the game. Now, I would like to see. I would argue that his ceiling is much higher than what he's playing here in Houston. I mean, there's no telling what that dude's capable of doing if you actually, like,
yeah,
just 50% of the time, you know, got, you know, just moved him and used him in a way of like, we're making you a priority. The defense can't take you away if we move you. If we snap the football with you moving from one side of the formation to the other. They can't always stack a safety over the top of you and dedicate two defenders to you, so we're creating space. Like, if he was used in that way, I'd like to see the numbers he could put up.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be crazy. But, I mean, if you're a Pro Bowler without it, I mean, why not?
Guy Gene, week 18 is finally when Nico will be used correctly.
Oh,
I hear you, Guy. I hear you. No. The problem is, to what I think Clint is saying, is I don't think they believe they're using him incorrectly.
Yeah, no, they don't. No,
yeah,
they don't.
I think
they are. I'll be honest with you, Ron, and maybe this is a bigger conversation down the road somewhere, but like, I don't think this playbook is open. Hmm. Like, I think they are handcuffed from a playbook perspective. I don't know if it's CJ. I don't know if it's youngsters, you know, the young left tackle, young wide receiver, young running back. Like, I don't know what it is, but I think they are severely handcuffed from a standpoint of what all they want to do. Because it don't make sense, man. It don't make sense to be an offense that struggles and you have so much youth around Nico Collins and number 13, Christian Kirk, who just doesn't appear to be who you paid. Everything lines up to say, yeah, hey, Nico, sorry, man, but we're going to ask you to play more, man. We're going to have to ask you to do more. Everything lines up to do that, and it's just like zero interest in it.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue here on The Drive, who you rooting for? Who you rooting for? We'll discuss that and close this thing out right here live on The Drive.
I'm going to protect my boy Dirty. I'm going to protect my boy Ron. And I'm going to...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Take my boy, Chief.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyers Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and...
All right, welcome back. And hey, tomorrow, The Drive will be live. It is not a little thirsty Thursday, but a little bit of wet Wednesday.
Wet Wednesday!
That's right, wet Wednesday out at Buffalo Wild Wings. As always, shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings and Bud Light. The Drive will be live in New Caney. New Caney. Come hang out right off 59. Come hang out in New Caney, Buffalo Wild Wings, and enjoy yourself. The Drive will be live on Wednesday, a little thirsty Thursday on Wednesday, which makes that Wednesday a little wet, a little damp. So come on out and hang out as The Drive will be live 2 to 6 p.m. tomorrow, Buffalo Wild Wings, New Caney, New Year's Eve action. To enjoy yourself. Coming up behind us, Indy Kalu. He will join the fellas tonight on Texans All Access. They will take over as soon as we get done here. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they'll have Indy Kalu with the fellas tonight. Area 45, live and local tonight. Get you a little H-Town fix as Sean Bajani and our guy Chris Partee will hold it down 8 to midnight, baby. They got it late night, Area 45, Bajani and Partee tonight. Stay tuned for that. And again, if you missed T-Mill's Best Bets, as we do each and every night, we did them earlier because there's a couple of games that are going on, and this Tennessee-Illinois game is happening. This is one of the games Tyler's bet on. What you got? You need... You two, both of you, because you jumped in on this. Y'all need Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Plus what?
I got a minus 2.5.
Or minus 2.5?
Minus 3 for me.
Yeah, minus 2.5.
Win by a field goal, Tyler will push, I'll win.
Yeah. I'd rather win money.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, they just missed a 39-yard field goal.
The under 62 is looking perfect.
Yeah, it is. Going into the half, 7-7. I felt that way I felt that way in a game that you had the under on. I forgot what it was, and then
may have been last night.
No, I think it was last week. Then the two teams just went crazy in the second half and just start scoring a whole bunch of points.
Well, maybe that and Thursday night football.
And you were able to, yeah, it was Thursday night, and you were able to get that over. But you could catch anything left that hasn't started at T-Mill Real Deal if you want a refresher on the games that he picked. But that happened earlier, so we will not have T-Mill's best bet at the end of the show. Did it earlier today. All right, as we got here, a lot to get here. Someone texted in, Clint said, I'm 45. My wife is 33. I'll be drunk New Year's Eve hanging out with her and her friends.
Hey, man.
Hanging out with her and her friends.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Go. Look, I mean, I wish I could. My bride's not a big drinker, so I've been drunk with her friends is probably not on her radar anyway, but... I mean, I don't like the fact that the my first full day of being 48 that that tequila and spicy food and margaritas and cold beer and
took you down
redfish. I mean, had
that's
me,
a lot. Man.
I mean, it was
you're
never gonna
be. I think you had pecan pie,
a little pecan pie, a little good company pecan pie, which I think is the best pecan pie you can buy.
So does Tyler.
So yeah, I mean, it just gave me a little banger, had me with some loose stool I'm telling you, man, puke on command, indigestion. It was awful. Up all night.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna sleep like a baby tonight though.
Yeah, you good though? You turned the corner finally. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, turned the corner. That man said he had to get up at 3:45 in the morning, go sit straight up
on the couch.
Yeah.
On the couch. It did not work.
Don't forget, next time, grab you some milk.
See, I have to crawl in the ball, but of course.
Like fetal position?
I have to get to a position where it wouldn't hurt me.
I got you, okay.
But unfortunately, I thought that was heartburn, but it was not. It was a gallbladder.
You had to get cut.
I had to get a gallbladder removed. I did that for about 7 years. Yes. Boy, man.
You feel good now, don't
just
you?
Firing up the Pepsi. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start giving you some Tums on the way home because it is still kind of creeping around.
Yeah. Get you some Nexium.
Times I thought that Pepsi was really working and nope, gallbladder had just passed. That's all that was, but.
No big deal.
Out of my mind. Didn't do that. Text line coming in, Angie, First Lady of the Drive. Clint, why do you keep taking your glasses off? You're older now and maybe you need them more. Besides, you look good. Angie.
Well, thank you, Angie. I really the reason I don't is because my text that's on my iPad is significantly bigger than my phone, so what I'm working off of is fine. But thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Are y'all rooting hard for the Ravens? I mean, for the Steelers Sunday night? Are you rooting hard? Sunday night football, it seems like unless unusual things occur, like Tennessee going on the road to beat Jacksonville,
mm-hmm.
or the Texans losing to the Colts. It would appear that this is, without a shadow of a doubt, the most likely matchup. The Texans going on the road to the AFC North winner, which will be Pittsburgh or Baltimore. And you rooting hard for the Steelers?
I am, yeah. I would rather face the Steelers than a Lamar Jackson quarterbacked Baltimore Ravens team, yeah. Yeah, I look, they're with Lamar's skill set.
It's interesting because you're saying Lamar. It's Lamar that, 100%. not Henry, not as much.
100%, man. Like there's just something. I mean, we've seen this team. I mean, like our formula to win games here in Houston is for us to be able to corral the quarterback and make him throw from the well and make things difficult around him. And there's not a better escape artist that the game has seen. Maybe Michael Vick, but Lamar is, I mean, in a blink of an eye, you can take a perfect defense call, and have all the advantage to that dude escaping out the front door, back door, side door. And you got major problems. And so, yeah, no, I would rather see. And I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. I think there's something there about Aaron Rodgers having seen any and every pressure the game of football can be created in the game of football. Like I think that's, you know, that's going to be a tough hill to climb. But no, give me that Steelers team I've watched play several times this year before Lamar. I don't want to mess with Lamar Jackson at their place. No, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. You think the Texans are underdogs either one of the games? Like either of the game at Pittsburgh, at Baltimore. You think they're underdogs?
That'll be interesting.
I definitely think they're underdogs against Baltimore. I think the line will have probably be -2 or something like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say inside it like a Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, I'm not as sure. We know if they did play Pittsburgh, it would be with DK Metcalf because his suspension is 2 games.
I think either way it goes, you're looking at I think the Texans get a point and a half.
You think so? Ravens are favored by 3.5 at Pittsburgh.
At Pittsburgh?
Sunday. Ooh.
Well, no DK, yeah.
Yeah, no DK, yeah. And still TJ Watt.
That'd be a shame if they end up losing to Cleveland and the 2025 Baltimore team and no DK Metcalf over punching a fan in the stands in Detroit in a game, in an NFC game that really had no bearing on what you were doing. I don't think.
Yeah. No, I think they will be slight underdogs. I definitely do to Baltimore. And maybe Pittsburgh on the road. We'll see. I think I will pick them in either one of the games. My thing with it is I see people saying Baltimore too. There's no way the Texans would be underdogs to either Pittsburgh or Baltimore. No, on the road they're going to get 3 anyway. Yeah, I think they definitely will with Baltimore. My thing is just it's probably going to be a different Lamar Jackson than they have had to face. I don't know that you're going to have to worry about not worry, but I don't think his running ability is going to be up to the level that you're used to, that you're accustomed to. So I think it is a different Lamar Jackson, or I would be with you. Hell, I think if it was a normal Lamar Jackson, maybe they wouldn't be as much.
Well,
situation.
If Lamar can't go, then hell yeah. I mean, I'd rather Baltimore over Pittsburgh, but it all depends on if Lamar can go or not. I mean, there's nothing about Baltimore that scares me. Even Derek.
Yeah, Henry. Even Derek.
Well, look, he's obviously a hell of a player, but if the quarterback is subpar, then I mean, it doesn't. I don't think a backup quarterback in this league, even with Derek Henry, is gonna beat the Texans defense. I just don't think it's gonna happen.
Yep. I definitely think most people will pick. A lot of people will pick the Texans. No matter who wins that game, but I think Vegas will, at least, especially Baltimore, will favor them. Have you seen Lamar Jackson play football this year? No, I have. I saw him with a back issue. And for somebody who uses his legs the way he does, the back issue is problematic. Now, I'm with you. You said it earlier. The Ravens' potential, especially offensively, their A game. It is concerning.
Yeah.
When they can roll Likely and Andrews at tight end and Flowers at wide receiver with Lamar and Henry, but I'm not sure those guys, their A game is out there for them. Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron, the show Hughley. Houston, we love you, baby. I know it's gonna be.
First morning I woke up at 48 years old. Beer and margaritas and the shot didn't help.
I'm just thinking about how much of an idiot I am. I was going through that roughly 2 or 3 times a day
before you had the surgery.
And then I'm thinking it's just a little having some indigestion.
got a little indigestion.
Gallbladder stones. Damn. That are trying to pass through.
I think that's what got me. I damaged something in there.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.